ask Jesus into your life. Because this spirit, I about had enough with. I stand here as the kingly anointed preacher of God, that he has given me that anointing in my life to declare over you freedom and to reverse every curse in your life. And those that do not want to receive this, I plead the blood of Jesus over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that the enemy will not touch you or harm you. I place that very spirit of rebellion in a box right now, that it will not even manifest in your life into the proper time that you submit yourself to Christ, that you totally give your life over to him. And every demon spirit, every foul spirit, and every antichrist spirit, you will listen to the command of my voice. I declare unto you to be silent and to be bound in the name of Jesus. Now I release the very spirit of the living God to move in this atmosphere, to have your very way. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the authority to battle against the controlling powers of witchcraft that attack me, my family, my marriage, my children, in Jesus' name. I bind every negative and unscriptural word spoken against my life, my children, my family, and my money. I break the power of confusion, torment, fear, control, and manipulation. I take captive every vain imagination and every high thought that is contrary to the word of God in my life. I submit my will, thoughts, and life to the lordship of Christ Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, commanding stability in order to prevail in my soul. I break the power of witchcraft's deception, seduction, sorcery, and intimidation, knowing that at the same name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Continue to keep your hearts open, your soul open to receive this prayer. I decree freedom from the dark powers of Jezebel. Every false prophetic word, controllers and manipulators, soothsayers, sorcerers, witches, counterfeits, soul ties, and spiritual folly, lying spirits and lying dreams and visions. I decree freedom from it. I repent of sin, both known and unknown, and submit myself thoroughly to the lordship of Jesus Christ and his word. I clothe myself with God's armor and take up the weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty in the pulling down of strongholds. I dedicate myself to the will of Jesus Christ. I want you to repeat after me right now. I repent of rebellion. I repent of pride. I repent of arrogance. I repent of spiritualism. I repent of control. I repent against manipulation. I repent vain desires. I repent against disrespecting the fivefold ascension gifts and my leaders. Repeat after me. I renounce wrong associations, carrying witchcraft messages, false motives, and hidden agendas. Lord, your word says, if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Now I address you, Jezebel, in the spiritual realm, and I declare that I recognize the cord of occultic powers between you and your seat in my life and my family's life. Repeat after me. I now take the sword of the Spirit. I sever this cord of occultic powers. In the almighty name of Jesus Christ. I address you, Jezebel, in the spiritual realm. And I declare that I recognize the cord of occultic powers between you and your seat in my life and my family. That cord is severed in Jesus' name. 2 Samuel 22, 32 through 37 reads this way. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strong fortress. He guides the blameless in his ways and sets him free. He makes my feet like the hinds. He sets my secure and confident upon the heights. He trains my hands for war so that the arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. My God. And your condescension of gentleness have made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me so that my feet have not slipped. Repeat after me. I now take the sword of the Spirit. I sever this cord of compromise. In the name of Jesus. I now address you, Jezebel. In the spiritual realm, I declare that I recognize the cord of immorality, the cord of idolatry between you and your seat in my life and my family. I now take the sword of the Spirit. I sever this cord of immorality in the almighty name of Jesus. It is written in Revelations 19:7, let us rejoice and shout for joy. Let us celebrate and ascribe to him glory and honor, for the marriage of the Lamb at last has come and his bride has prepared herself. I now address you, Jezebel. In the spiritual realm, I declare that I recognize the court of domination, intimidation, and manipulation between you and your seat in my life and in my family's life. I now take the sword of the Spirit. I sever this cord of dominion, domination, intimidation, and manipulation in Jesus' name. I now address you, Jezebel. In the spiritual realm, I declare that I recognize the cord of false religion between you and your seat in my life and my family. I now take the sword of the Spirit and I sever this cord of false religion in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to pray over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I now declare that a divorce with this spirit of Jezebel over the people's life, a cancellation of all worship she has ever received through me, my ancestors, and my descendants, a nullification of any and every covenant ever made with her. I renounce the spirit of Ahab. In the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, I take this seat myself and I hand it over to the kingdom of God. Repeat after me. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you will remove the following curses and results due to my ancestors and my involvement with Jezebel's spirits, the curse of a bed of anguish and suffering, downheartedness, a curse of the utmost judgment, the curse of death, the curse of humiliation and nakedness, the curse of slavery, the curse of senility, curse of homosexuality and lesbianism, curse of cancer, the curse of schizophrenia, the curse of divorce, the curse of male and female domination, the curse of incest, the curse of blasphemy, the curse of loss of children, the curse of loss of marriage, and the deception that causes marriages to drift apart. The curse of disasters and evil. The curse of loneliness and desolation. The curse of witchcraft. The curse of persecution. Now I pray that you will change each one of these curses to blessings in my ancestors, my own, and my descendants' lives in the name of Jesus. And all of those that believed in this very word, believed in this very prayer, said amen.
Amen.
Now, Father, right now, as the kingly anointed, right now that you have put me in this position of authority, Father, now, Lord, rebuke the spirit of Jezebel off of our lives. Lord, rebuke the very destruction off of the altars of God. But we now claim the destruction of the altars of Jezebel that have been erected in our lives. We just break them down right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give unto you, like in 2 Samuel 22:25, that David built an altar of the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, so that the Lord heeded the prayers of the land and Israel's plague was stayed. Father, I thank you right now for reversing every curse that the enemy has come in by way of Jezebel and all her imps and every foul spirit. You have reversed the curse. You have set the captive free. We are set free by the very blood of the Lamb, Jesus. We are no longer living under a curse. We are no longer living under that domination, that manipulation or control. We are set free by the very power of the living God. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. The same power that is here to raise you up out of that darkness, to raise you up out of that confinement. Every curse that the enemy has placed through your lineage, through every sickness and every disease, the loss of children, the loss of unborn children, I bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus, in the very name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that we are shackles have come off our feet. The shackles have come off of our life, that the yoke has already been destroyed, God. We walk in the freedom, God. Our children will line up with the authority in our life. Our children, Father God, will respect authority. Our children, God, will no longer be the ones that are rebelling against us, but they will submit themselves unto us. No longer will we be fearful of our children. We'll be fearful of only of God. And I thank you in advance for what you're doing here today. We break and sever the cord of the spirit of Jezebel off our life. Now I loose the warring angels of God, the higher ranking angels, to go forth and destroy this very principality. And loose the very blessing to our life and to our lineage. Let us be the forefathers of the lineage to come. That we will be the ancestors that said that we will tear down every altar that has been built up before us. And we will erect the altars of God so that we will establish worship. Them that worship you, Lord, worship you in spirit and in truth. We will not give ourselves unto a false religion, a false god, a false deity. Jezebel, the Lord rebuke you in all your works. We have been set free from every curse off of our finances, off of our health, off of our children, off of our grandchildren, off of our marriages, the marriages to come. Father, I thank you that the children that are yet to be born, Father God, will raise up as a generation of worshipers, Lord. They will praise the name of the Lord and say, my forefathers have set a standard on how to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is because of you, Father, and through the very blood of Jesus Christ, that every curse that has come against your people of God, that has tried to stop the promises from being released, God, I thank you that the angels of Almighty God has gone forth and fight the good fight to release the blessings, oh God, to release them unto the people of God for the manifestation of the good and acceptable year of the Lord. This is our jubilee. This is our jubilee. We are set free. And we are returning back to our land. We are returning back to our promise. We are returning back with every debt canceled. We are no longer bound to slavery. We're no longer bound to be enslaved into a spirit. We are the sons of the Most High God.
We are daughters of the Most High God. We are the royal priesthood. Father, I thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If this is for you, and you know this is for you, I want you to come up here so I can break this off of you. You declared it. Now we destroy it.